This is MSO NewsSports.com. We are joined by Matt Bouchard, second-year head football coach at Salem High School. And Matt, welcome back, and welcome to our new website.
Excellent. Thank you for having us.
Well, Matt, you're back for your second season. You went through the drill last year at Salem High School. So, what are you looking for, and what's happened so far at in the football practices for the Witches?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing coming out of last season was we really wanted to ensure that the foundation was really set coming into this year. And I think we put those cornerstones in place last year, and now we're really, really building that framework to try to build a successful organization. So, you know, we're at the point, I think the preseason camp here has really shown that foundation is starting to be built.
What kind of things do you do in your preseason camp? Well, you know, you've gone through one full week for sure, and you're almost through your second week of practice.
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously we have our standard two-a-days, but I think another big part of it is character development. So we do a lot of things on leadership and character development, because I think, to me, the biggest part of this for us to be successful long-term is to really have high-character kids that understand the things they need to do to be successful. So that's a big, big part of our preseason.
Now, have you had any scrimmages at all?
We did. We played Linfield yesterday, actually. Competed fairly well. You know, we were able to get the ball in the end zone. And again, defensively, we were playing really tough. It was really good to see.
Let's talk about some of the players you lost off of last year's team. So who did you lose off of last year's Salem team due to graduation?
Yeah, we actually lost a number of players. We actually, close to 20 people we lost off last season's roster, so the list is pretty long. But a couple key players, Victor Claudio was somebody he was a tight end / wide receiver for us, as well as our Mike linebacker. He was a captain of the football team. Really kind of set the tone for what we were looking for. And, you know, from a leadership perspective, it was a void that we really needed to be filled. And I think who stepped up in that role right out of the gate was Bailey Skeffington. He's one of our captains this year. And he's been able to really kind of take what Victor was able to do last year and take it to a new level.
Speaking of former players, and not that he was here when you were here, I guess, right? But Brad Skeffington, I saw a note in the Salem News where he is playing at Mass Maritime still.
Yeah, he's going to be the starting quarterback. So, I mean, I think that's great for Salem. It's showing that, you know, when kids leave the athletic programs here, they can continue to play at the next level.
Well, here's the question. So who are you counting on? I know that there's still more practices to go. You got another week to go here. But who are you counting on to step up and fill some roles for this year's Salem team?
Yeah, so Javier Robles is somebody that last year we kind of put the ball in his hands a lot as a junior. This year as a senior, we're really looking for him to be, you know, a post-contact player, really kind of grind it out for us on the ground. I think in the air, somebody that we're really going to lean on is obviously Jared Lubis as a junior. He started half the season at quarterback last year. This year, you know, we've really kind of pushed him a little bit more in regards to installation, and he's our student of the game. He's done a really nice job absorbing it, and I think more importantly, he's done a great job implementing it, really kind of making sure the supporting cast around him really understands the pieces of the puzzle.
What about any changes for your basic offense or defense for Salem this year? Any particular changes this year that you're planning to implement?
Yeah, I think that in our system, we have some flexibility offensively to really tailor to the group of guys that we have. This year, I think that we do have a better capacity for catching and throwing the ball. It's an area that we struggled last year in. I think that the guys in general had dedicated themselves in the offseason to really kind of improving that area. And I think anytime you're balanced offensively, you have a greater chance for success. And I think that that's something that you will probably see more of this season.
Gotcha. We're talking with Salem High football coach Matt Bouchard. Matt, I also like to, especially the very first time we talk during a season, is to have you share with us the members of your coaching staff. So who's coaching with you at Salem High School this year?
Yeah, so I think one of the big things that's important to a successful organization is having people return back, right? It's having the same faces and the same message. So PJ Bach is our strength coach as well as our O-line coach. And he's been coaching for a number of years with me. He actually was coaching at Georgetown with me there as well. Ed Mercier returns. He's going to be the defensive coordinator and linebacker coach. He coached for many years here at Salem High School and actually coached for about 4 or 5 years with me many years ago at St. Mary's. So we're real excited to have him back. John Robinson enters his 11th year coaching here at Salem High School. He's actually been crucial in the transition from the previous staff to this staff to really understand the players and kind of how just Salem works in general. So we're real excited to have him. And then we have Nick Angie. Nick Angie is a former player at Salem High School, and he'll be focusing on D-line, and he was part of the staff last year.
This NEC South, or the second division in the Northeastern Conference, of which Salem is a part of, now has Gloucester in it this year, Revere, of course, Swampscott, Winthrop, Saugus. So how are you looking at this division this year?
I think that how they approached it this year was a really good way to organize the division. I think having, you know, the Division IV teams on one side and having Division I, II on the other, and then really looking at those Division III teams and understanding where they fit into that, I thought it was executed very well. I think it's going to allow teams that have struggled to really build some confidence, right? And the teams that have been competitive, it's really allowing them to put together a schedule that's going to set them up nicely for the playoffs.
Yeah. Now, I agree with you, and I think that's a good point. And actually, you're the first one to mention that this year, but I do think that alignment is a much more positive thing the way it's sorted out this year. Well, Matt, anything else you want to share with us about Salem football and you know, getting ready for the 2015 season?
Yeah, well, no, we're looking forward to it. You know, I'm one of those guys that always goes through the archives, and one of the things that I was looking at the other day was obviously the first football game they ever played at Salem High School was in 1890. So 125 years ago, the football snapped over in Beverly. And, you know, there's a lot of rich tradition here at Salem. And, you know, one of the great things over the last year or so, we've really invested a lot of time in trying to bring some of that tradition back up and pull some things out of the archive. And during camp this year, we had the whole team going through a lot of those pieces and reading about old teams and just really trying to bring back some of the great things that have happened here and trying to bring it front and center.
Well, that's a great story. I hope your athletic director, Scott Connolly, finally tossed away and gave you some new footballs after that 1890s football, whatever you guys must have been using here.
He did.
All right, there he is. He's Matt Bouchard, head football coach at Salem High School on MSONewsSports.com.
MSONewsSports.com is your spot for North Shore High School football this fall, beginning with our first game September 11th.
Lynn Classical visits Gloucester in what has become lately the first game of the year. Gloucester playing with the small schools for a change.
Beverly travels out of league to play at Wakefield. That game starts at 7 o'clock. Then on Saturday, Lynn English opens up at Swampscott. MSONewsSports.com, your spot for North Shore High School football.
And don't forget to join us for North Shore Sports Night every Monday night at 7.